This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. The three publications released were Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prisons in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestion, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on the working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier, speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for laws and policies to have a meaningful impact. He pointed out that the hallmark of all the publications released today is the element of transparency. Winter session of Parliament will be held from 25th of this month till the 20th of December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on 26th November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, voting for the first phase of assembly polls will be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Lohardaga in Ranchi. He highlighted that Jharkhand was formed during the BJP-led government with the primary aim of making the state a model of development. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a poll meeting at Domchanj in Koderma. He accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to change the government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of India bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh. Senior JM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. Polling for the second phase in the state will take place on the 20th of this month. Meanwhile, the India bloc today released a 7-point manifesto of the alliance. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in presence of JMM leader Hemant Soren, senior RJD leader Jay Prakash Narayan Yadav and CPI ML leader Subhendu Sen speaking on the occasion. Mr. Kharge said promises made in the manifesto include 2,500 rupees per month to every woman of the state and provision of 10 lakh jobs to youth. In Maharashtra too, campaigning is intensifying across the state as the election date is approaching. A total of 4,140 candidates are contesting in 288 constituencies. The Southwest Nagpur seat is one of the high-voltage constituencies in Vidarbha region, from where Deputy Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is contesting. The Election Commission of India has appointed Sanjay Kumar Verma as Maharashtra's new Director General of Police. This comes a day after Rashmi Shukla was removed from the post following numerous complaints by the opposition parties. The second strategic and counter-terrorism dialogue between India and Nigeria concluded today in New Delhi. During the two-day-long dialogue, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Nigerian counterpart Nuhu Ribadu held in-depth discussions with the framework of the strategic India-Nigeria partnership on threats and challenges emanating from terrorism, extremism, radicalization, including through cyberspace as well as from international crime, arms and drug smuggling. Voting is underway in the United States to elect the 47th president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. The Indian Olympic Association IOA has submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee IOC's future host commission, expressing India's desire to host the 2036 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sources said the letter was submitted last month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.